Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park. Before we get into our three-point stances, just going to run a number by Ted Johnson, because we were actually just having an interesting question off-air about whether he was born too early, whether he was born at the right time, how he would have fared if he was born a little later. Will Campbell, according to Crap Sheet, has agreed to the terms of his four-year, $43.66 million fully guaranteed rookie contract with $28.39 million signing bonus. Done deal for Crap Sheet. That's good money, Ted Johnson. You made good money, but that's real good money.
Yeah, no. That's you kidding me? Yeah.
You had to prove you could play in the league before you got really good money.
Well, that's, yeah. That's...
Will Campbell shows up and has got like $45 million.
But you know what? Can you imagine, though? They changed the rules. It used to be, it would be even a bigger contract before they changed the rules.
Yep.
They put a ceiling on what rookies can make?
Yes,
they did.
Although it's a four-year deal, but if he's as good as I hope he is, he'll get his fifth-year option, and that'll turn it into a five-year, $65 million.
What I'm curious about is the second-round pick. Is now second-rounders, they're starting to give guaranteed contracts to second-round draft picks, and Trevion Henderson has yet to sign his deal, right?
Where that line ends up being, because at some point it's going to transition to some of the second-round picks get guaranteed deals and some don't. Where is Trevion Henderson on that? We'll find out. But Will Campbell signed, sealed, and delivered. I know some Patriots fans were starting to worry about that, but we'll touch on that a little bit more later, because right now, Dan Ball, it's time for the three-point stance.
319! 319!
Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
By the way, also, breaking news within the hour, not news sounder worthy, Tom Thibodeau out as head coach of the New York Knicks.
How about that?
Celtics should hire him.
How about that?
Just kidding. We can get into that later as well.
As a defensive consultant, I'd be okay with that.
Ooh. I'll take the whole damn thing.
I mean, you know, look. Who won?
Yeah, cosign.
Was that JVP? The old coach that used to be here that moved on to the Clippers.
Jeff Van Gundy. He was the special assistant.
Jeff Van Gundy. Yeah. No, if he's available, to me, he's a head coach in the NBA. To me, he should be head coach of it. Yeah.
Okay.
But if
which is I would listen to the possibility slightly down the road of him being a consideration for the Boston Celtics, but that we'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay, we will, because it's time for today's three-point stance, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts for their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, are you ready, my friends?
I am.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
I've never had a pipe dream because I'm not even sure what a pipe dream is, but I think this three-point stance is a pipe dream because I think the NFL needs two things. One ties into what we were just talking about, Ted, with second-round picks. They need guaranteed contracts.
Won't happen.
Because I want mandatory workouts. I hate these stupid OTAs where it's voluntary and Steph Diggs, is he here? Is he not here? Is he not here because he's hurt and he's rehabbing? So here's the easy solution that'll never happen because it's a pipe dream. Guaranteed contracts, which means, boys, when you get your guaranteed contracts, you no longer get half a year to yourselves where it's voluntary and you can show up if you want to show up. Nope, you actually have to be like a real human being, and when the job calls for you to be there in March and April and May, you have to get your ass to the practice field or to the facility or the workout, whatever it may be. Because wouldn't that simplify everything? Wouldn't it really just simplify everything if Josh McDaniels actually said, I'm not sure we've ever had full attendance at these OTAs, and I don't know if that's true or not going back years with the Patriots and Belichick and all that, but wouldn't it be nice if you just knew, oh, Patriots have OTAs this week. That means 90 guys will show up and start the process of being a better football team. And we as fans, why should we care about that? Because I think you'd get a better product. I think if you had all 90 guys practicing for 5 or 6 weeks in the spring and then all practicing in July and August together, you'd get better football when September rolls around. So give them guaranteed contracts and put their asses to work more often.
Interesting. I got thoughts on that.
I can imagine you do. Mm-hmm. As Andy had his revelation in the 2 o'clock hour that you're an athlete. Pro athlete.
Yes, he did make that.
No one told me that
observation. Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
I could ask the question. He was a football player, but is he an athlete? And that would not.
It just if you just said obviously, Ted's the athlete.
I think I actually alluded to that, and this guy laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never laughed at you, Ted. Your boy Dan Ball laughed.
Yeah. I put it in the back of my mind.
To clarify, I was laughing at Andy, which I do all the time. But we will move on from that to Nick Fitzy-Stevens. And Fitzy, I ask you, are you ready?
All aboard.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
And that would be, of course, something that has been building steam and gaining passengers by the day. Ladies and gentle fans of Foxborough and the New England Patriots, all aboard the Efton Chisholm hype train. Holy smokes. Just enter this young man's name, Efton Chisholm. That's Efton Chisholm, Andy, not Easton Chisholm, not any of the other things that you have called him on this very radio program. The undrafted free agent receiver out of Eastern Washington, who now, if you enter his name into Twitter, is being compared to young Julian Edelman, a wide receiver guaranteed to make the to make the roster and be the new third down wide receiver. Earlier today, Tom Curran said on the midday show, I would say it's very legitimate. He was out there with the ones a fair amount yesterday and has a real shot to make the roster later this summer. Savage Sports, to be honest, the hype train is at full steam. Even Mike Reese is posting videos of his drills showing an attaboy he got from Steph Diggs. Folks, it's awesome when undrafted free agents make the roster and potentially make some sort of impact their first year or over the course of a couple of years in the professional ranks of the NFL. But my goodness, let's not put too much pressure on this guy to be a Red Jacket Patriots Hall of Famer before he has a chance to make it to training camp, let alone make the 53.
TJ Moe.
So wait a minute. So you're telling us to pump the brakes, or you're telling us that we all need to get aboard and get behind?
Oh no, no. Everyone is on board. I think we need to stop. I think we need to stop. Or so it seems, Ted. There's momentum building towards everyone saying this kid is the next big thing. I think we need to kind of like lay back with all of the hype and hyperbole right now because it's going to put too much pressure on him. And if he isn't the second coming of Wes Welker, he'll be a disappointment to people.
I think he's been the best performing wide receiver out of camp so far.
Yeah, he should be. You know why? He's a little slot receiver who gets open quick in shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah.
This is made for him.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody who was there told me, like, he catches a million balls at the line of scrimmage. He should be.
I'm excited about him, too. Believe me. I'm fired up. I hope he does make the team, Ted. I just think the problem is now so much social media, so many aggregators blowing up what beat writers and podcasters are saying, that unless this guy is legitimately a Canton ready Hall of Famer by week one against the Raiders, he's a bust.
Yeah.
My issue here is, and Dan Ball, I'll cede to you in one second, just like Pop Douglas, I'm a Pop Douglas guy. Where does Chisholm fit if Pop Douglas is on this route? Are you keeping two slot receivers? Because that's essentially what you'd be doing. Then you add in a Mac Hollins, and I'm like, so you got two slot receivers and a special teamer on your depth chart.
It's a good point. It's a good point, because I think they all three play slot.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't – they may kind of be your best three, but positionally, I don't know that they fit together.
It is interesting. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got an attaboy from the former athlete.
Yep, yep.
Very nice.
Go ahead, Dimble.
Congratulations to you. Ted, the former athlete.
Obviously.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, bud.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, where you go. I've been on kind of obsessed about the Celtics taking three-pointers, and so I just thought before the NBA Finals started on Thursday, I would take a deeper dive and to look at kind of how the Pacers shot their three-pointers versus the Knicks versus what the Celtics did, okay? They both teams played the Knicks in six games. Obviously, the Pacers won the best out of seven, where the Celtics got knocked out. But this is what was interesting. Of the two teams, the Celtics scored a total in those six games, 631 points, where the Pacers scored against the Knicks 701 points, so a 78-point difference. Here's the thing. On average, the Pacers shot 11 three-pointers fewer a game than the Celtics. The Celtics shot 262 three-pointers to the Pacers' 189 three-pointers. So they shot, on average, 12 less threes a game against the Knicks, the Pacers did, than the Celtics. And they still scored 70 more points. Final conclusion is the Celtics need a new way of playing basketball. If they can continue with this, chuck up a bunch of three-pointers, it's not going to hold up, and especially with maybe some of the changes that are going to come on the roster. But I just thought that was a pretty stark, interesting thing to look at. Both teams played the Knicks exactly six games. One team shot a lot more three-pointers and didn't even come close to scoring the most points. That would have been the Pacers. So I just think that I kind of puts in perspective the problem with the system and the three-point shots that all the Celtics are taking. So
you can stop now because Stiz just forgot your buzzer.
Yeah, obviously. I'm still talking.
Hello, Stiz.
And I'm sorry, still talking. And I'm still talking.
He wanted you to dance. You're here to make us laugh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to wrap this up.
Well, he's an athlete. I know he's got the momentum and the strength to do it. You know?
That's the first time that's happened the whole time. All right.
That's so what we all say.
I'm like, man, am I losing it? I think it's been 60 seconds. Anyway,
it definitely was 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that was fascinating.
Yes.
That the Pacers shot so many fewer three-pointers, yet still outscored the Celtics by that much in totality.
Different style of basketball and, you know, the Pacers in back-to-back years. That's the other thing I want to jump on just real quick for the Pacers. They, as much as we're surprised they're in the finals, we really shouldn't be surprised they're in the finals. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
I'm not surprised.
A lot of people are. They're like, Pacers? Oh, how did this matchup happen? Like, they're understand. In the finals for a reason. They're good.
The Celtics swept them, right? Last year. Yeah, they swept them.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I think it was 29 points in total, which the plus minus. So they were close games. The Pacers, even though they lost close to the Celtics.
And I didn't know this until I heard SGA say it, and I'm going to take his word that it's actually accurate. But SGA said that OKC and Indiana have the best record since January 1st in the NBA. So, like, they're the hottest team.
I believe that.
They're one of the best teams over. They came together as a team. And I think it's just
going to be a stinky good NBA Finals, I think.
I'm hoping that's true. I'm dubious. And the books are dubious, too, because Oklahoma City's a massive favorite, minus 700 or something. Like, but I hope you're right. I hope it's a sneaky, entertaining series. And I think it will be because Indiana's scrappy. They got a bunch of good players. Yep. They have guys that step up when, you know, if Halliburton has the bad game, Siakam steps up, vice versa. They got Neesmith.
And they got youth. Both teams have youth. The OKC Thunder is the youngest team to play in the NBA Finals since, like, the 77 Portland Trailblazers or something like that.
But that can be bad. Sometimes the young thing and you're like, oh, why are they 0
for 70 shooting? I feel like that would have showed already.
Maybe. Maybe.
Their youth would have, like, they didn't, to get to this point, to me, youth isn't a factor anymore.
And I also think finals. SGA.
Against another young team that has never been there. So, to me, that's
they're not if they were facing, like, Golden State, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, something like that.
It would be a factor. The youth would be.
I think they're fine. And I think their guy, the MVP, is, he seems pretty even-keeled. He's going to show up, and he's going to give you his leadership and his 30 points, and the game is going to be played through his hands and all of that, so...
Okay, I think the Pacers are a little more impressive than people give them credit for. Tyrese Halliburton makes you wonder if the Celtics would benefit from more proper, true point guard play. And they had three guys, Nembhard, Halliburton, and ultimately Eastern Conference Finals MVP Pascal Siakam, who all could have laid claim to said award as well. I think they're playing awesome, awesome team basketball right now. And I don't think they're going to get blown out by the Thunder in any of these games. Do I think the Thunder win the series? Yes, but I think people aren't giving the Pacers enough credit.
Let's pause for a moment on Andy's three-point stance about contracts and workouts and things that Ted Johnson would have had to have dealt with in varying capacities during his career. So when you hear Andy's assertions about things being more mandatory and there being higher expectations in May and June for a season that starts in September, what do you make of that?
The higher expectations. I love it. I have no problem with it. That's the way we got into a beef because of that, because I think they're a better team right now on paper than what Andy thinks. So I love the expectations. I think it just, you know what it does? It gets everyone kind of locked in and a little bit more focused. I think it gives you a little bit more juice. If people are talking about you in ways that, you know, that are positive, they maybe you're a playoff team, then you go, okay, you know what? Maybe we are. And you approach your business and your job every day as if, you know what, a lot of people think we're a playoff team, you know what? Because they're right, because we are. So let's go out there and practice as if we're that kind of team.
I would just prefer they prove they're a playoff team by, I don't know, Carlton Davis getting off the jet ski and getting into Foxborough and putting a football helmet on and Stephon Diggs getting off his boat.
So can you restate the crux of your 3 points?
So I believe that... I think football would be better, and it should be mandatory. Like, spring training, Alex Cora, for the most part, knows who's going to be there, right? Like, they show up for spring pitchers and catchers report, then the hitters report, and we have this process that I know everybody's going to be here, and we're going to build towards the season, and everything is very – to me, football should be the same thing. Well, you get paid for the full year. I know you actually don't. You get game checks, but – your salary makes you a professional football player for the New England Patriots from January 1st to December 31st.
That's interesting. I mean,
but you're a part-time employee for like half the year.
Baseball's the same way, though. I mean, they show up for spring training just like the Patriots players will have to show up for training camp.
Right.
There's no different. It's the off-season that you want the Patriots players there, and you. Yes. So it's not really.
So that Josh McDaniels can have more time on the field with Drake May and Mac Hollins, and the offense can be better, and then they're better prepared because it's a lot harder. You could admit that, right? Football's a lot harder than baseball. It's a very – the preparation, the lead-in, the build-up is all more difficult. And I think the give and take – and that's where we lost this is – probably after you, it was the negotiation.
Yeah.
The money versus how much you have to do and show up and practices and pads. And
here's the thing. It's the designated gross revenue. It's what the players split between the owners. And the owners don't want to give more money to the players by having them there in March, April, and May, right?
And so
they would rather take more money and have the guys there less. There's the one entity that's involved in all of this that doesn't get a say that wants to have a say is the coaches. The coaches don't have a vote in the CBA. So, but they would all say they want their players there all the time, but it'll never happen because I'm told by Gene Upshaw, the former head of the NFLPA, when I pressed him everybody getting the guaranteed contract, he goes, Ted, it'll never, ever happen unless you give guys one-year deals. And so, that's just not going to happen.
Well, there will be an adjustment. But there will be because there'll also probably be an adjustment down in terms of signing bonus, because the way it's looked at now, that's the important part is the signing bonus, because the salary in year three or year four is irrelevant because you're probably not going to see it. You're going to be cut. So, yeah, there would be a transitional period where I think the expectations of the two sides would have to sort of level out from where they've been going forever under the traditional model of signing bonus, guaranteed, first 3 years, all these things we care about. I just think it would be better off for everybody. I think there'd be more stability. Like, wouldn't you like the stability of, if I sign a four-year deal, I'm just like a baseball player. I know I have a four-year deal. I know for 4 years, where, unless I get traded, but I know for 4 years that I'm going to collect my salary. And like, it's a stability in both directions. And you know, I also think someday it's probably going to come when they go to flag football because there'll be less injuries.
If they give multiple guaranteed contracts to guys, 4 or 5 year deals, the NFL would probably go broke because most of those guys, the majority of guys don't even come close to seeing the totality of that contract. And so they don't get paid close to what those contracts are right now. And if it was guaranteed, they'd have to pay them out and they'd be paying for guys' services that are no longer on the team for multiple years.
But it would be less money, I think. I think instead of the fake deal that looks like more money, it'd be less money that's a real deal. You actually get a four-year. So maybe the, oh my God, this linebacker signed a five-year, $60 million contract. Well, maybe now it's a three-year, $36 million contract, but he's getting 3 years and $36 million.
Yeah, that's maybe true.
I agree, I said that it's a pipe dream to start because I don't think it'll ever happen. And you're right, the coaches are the ones, but I would also include us. I think the fans and the viewers are the ones that are kind of stuck in the middle because you get a lesser product. And coaches get a lesser product. They get a less time with a player to get him up to speed. So I think you're adjusting what you're doing or you're accepting.
Can I be honest about one thing too, though? There's the age difference. There's guys that have been there in the league for 5 years and there's guys that are in their first year. There's guys that have been there for 12 years and the guys that have been there first year. The 12-year vet doesn't want to go do the OTAs that the first-year guy needs to because it's his first year where he's been in the system for 10 years. There's such a difference in age that it makes it tough.
So maybe there's the first month or the first three sessions are people with less than 5 years experience, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm an idea man. I look at what I see and I don't like it and I want to find a way to make it better.
It's you, brother.
You know me. Just an idea man trying to help the world, help the people.
Quickly before we roll on, Fitzy, there's a lot of meat still on this bone. So when we talk about contracts being guaranteed, mandatory camps, apparently the idea of flag football being implemented sooner than later, where do you land on all of this from the league and the player side?
They'll never do guaranteed contracts in the NFL, given the extremely violent nature of the game and how quickly careers can come to an end. And adding in Olympic flag football with the risk for injury in that as well is only going to make the contracts more difficult as well. I like Ted's idea. 1 and 2 year contracts if you want to try to guarantee it so as to get more mandatory participation and have everyone on board, like Andy says, go to shorter term deals. You're never going to get like Mike Trout 14 year, Vladimir Guerrero 15 year, $500 million deals. Just go shorter term because that's what the NFL is. It's the what have you done for me lately, not for long league.
It's funny when I brought this up to Gene Upshaw years ago, he's like, why can we get guaranteed contracts? He goes, you can. It's like you can negotiate it. Good luck getting one, right. but you can.
Deshaun Watson got his. Kirk Cousins got his. Like, I mean, these second round picks
Cousins
now changed.
Genius
the
though, he would just do 1 and 2 year deals, and look how much guaranteed money that guy has made. Like what, $400 million? Kirk Cousins is a genius.
He's a genius because he's a pocket passing quarterback. That's why. So he can stand there with the knowledge
Oh, Sam Bradford, another great example.
No one's made more money than Sam Bradford.
I would actually just push back on the injury thing, because there's no one who gets hurt more often seemingly these days than starting pitchers in baseball. And they still continue to get big contracts because there's not enough of them. So I think if you reconfigured the system, these owners get desperate and they see a player on the market and they want to only give him a 3 year deal, but they're like, my team can go to the Super Bowl if I get Saquon Barkley. So I'll give him a 5 year deal. And I'll, like, Deshaun Watson's the perfect example. Desperation forced the Browns to do something incredibly stupid, changed the market to some degree, giving him a fully guaranteed contract. I think you guys are underestimating the greed and stupidity of owners, and when they get caught up in the process, they would still give big contracts for longer than they want 2 years. It would play out.
The players won't hold out to negotiate in the CBA. They don't have the chutzpah to hang in there. They will fold before they could ever get the owners to agree to that.
And that's the pipe dream part of this.
Ah, full circle. There you go. And you learn what it meant in the process. Maybe it's what you learned along the way.
Do I have to smoke a pipe to have the dream?
Do you go to Tufts and you don't know that answer to that?
Is that what it is? You smoke a pipe and you get a little...
Ask a ChatGPT. See what it says.
You're walking advertisement for ChatGPT today.
Incredible.
That's why you have me and Stiz around. You ask these questions to your producers. But Andy, that'll wrap things up for 3-point stance for today. Well debated across the board.
All right, so now we got to get to some real football. The pipe dream talk is over, and the reality is Stephon Diggs is on the field in Foxborough. The videos were out there. They were debated. Does he look good? Does he not look good? Is there a limp? What percent is he in his recovery? We're going to talk to Ted Johnson about Stephon Diggs, Drake May, and all those things going on. He's a former athlete who played football. So he's our best source.
Obviously.
OTA action with Ted Johnson up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball is a genius with trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
There's a lot there and nothing there at all, depending on how you hear it, from my guy Crapsheet NFL Network.
A lot of gobbledygook.
Yeah. So, what? Dan Ball, timestamp on that?
Right now?
No, like, that's recent, correct? Like,
oh, yeah, that's within 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that report would have been more valuable that they're not going to cut him last Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
This week, not as valuable. He's on the practice field. I know they're not going to cut him. He's running square drills behind Kayshon Booty. He's making plays. He's patting guys on the head. Okay, so not going to cut him. But buried in there, he said something, which I don't know if it's true or not, because if it's true, I think he would have led with it. It would have actually been news. It would have been noteworthy. He said, now that he's passed his physical from the ACL, because if that's true, he's passed his physical. Now they can't really cut him because his signing bonus is now enacted. In fact, I believe they owe him a payment based on the reporting of $4 million within like the week. If he's actually passed his physical, there'll be another one on Halloween and another one at the end of the season. So the money was zero until he passes his physical. But if Crapsheet didn't misspeak there, if he's reporting that he passed his physical, then Stephon Diggs is going nowhere. In fact, Stephon Diggs just went cha and ching and cashed his paycheck. Ted.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I heard him say that exactly.
Oh no, he said it.
Okay.
Stiz, re-rack that and let me know when you get it ready.
It is but there's look, I've struggled with this. It's a new era of football. Like in my time, this is not ideal. What Stephon Diggs was caught doing is not ideal.
Yep.
They cared more about culture back then. Look, the money's bigger, the social media impact is bigger. These guys, the diva kind of personality is only going to get bigger in the stars, the wide receivers in the NFL than it was when I played. Then this is the price of doing business. When you can't draft and develop guys, this is what you got to do. You got to take chances with guys. And so this is what they did. And it's really not that surprising. At the end of the day, we weren't going to really, there was not going to be any public punishment. We weren't going to know. All we're going to know, all I have to assume is that Vrabel had a talk with him, and it was a stern talk with him, and it was like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? Help us out. You can't be doing this. It's a bad look. you know, that kind of thing. That's really the only thing that was ever going to come out of this from the very beginning, because they need the guys so bad. They're going to put up with stuff more than maybe what other teams would.
Stiz, give me that part about the signing bonus again.
Now, my understanding is the team does not plan to cut Stephon Diggs. He's a very good player. They intend to pay him a lot of money. They haven't yet. They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical from his ACL recovery.
Okay, thank you.
That's not clear.
After he passes it?
After he passed the.
I heard past tense. Go back to that part
about the physical, Stiz, one more time.
They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical.
After he passed the physical.
No one else is saying. That's all.
No, I know, and that's my point. I think he misspoke. I think he means to say after he passes the physical.
I would think he's passed a physical. He's out there running around, right? I mean, he looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, I don't know where that is, but I don't think that he has passed the physical that enacts his contract. I find that hard. I mean, I think Crapsheet misspoke a little bit there. I do, because I think that would, if he knew that, that would be the headline. That would be what he'd be tweeting about. That would be information. That would be valuable. That would be running rampant. Stephon Diggs not going anywhere. He's passed his physical. Contract has been enacted.
But I don't think that all of a sudden just makes it like he's getting his $12 million. It's
oh, yeah.
$4 million paid out increments. What if something happens after?
He gets $12 million. Yeah.
All right.
Unless he retires.
All right.
But that is the language I've read in the contract that's been reported by Florio and others is once he passes his physical, that signing bonus is his. It just comes in the installments.
We're probably getting bogged down in things that aren't that important. But you see him out there running around looking like he looks, and you forget what he do in my. I don't remember what he did. Like, who cares? Like, he looks like 100% when you just watch the.
Oh, you thought? I didn't think that.
He looks strong. Coming off of
an
ACL.
Hitch in his giddy. Coming off an ACL, I think he looks good. But I don't think he looks like.
He looks further along than I would have assumed he would look only 7 months after an ACL.
Oh, okay. That's good. See, that's positive because I took it as a positive. Just the fact that he's here and he's out there, I said yesterday, were two positives. But, Ted, I know you got a whole rundown here. Point number, what are we on, number three?
No, it's all good.
No, give me the next one. You came in hot and heavy on Stephon Diggs.
Here's the thing. The Stephon Diggs, you're going to put up with stuff because when the lights go on, he always delivers. Yep. He has historically done that.
If he's invested.
He's been invested every year he's played, if you look at the production.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I would argue with that. Yeah. I mean, I would not argue with that. If you look at just the numbers.
And there's been issues with him, little stuff, maybe, you know, like this is, look, it doesn't feel little, but it is at the end of the day what he was caught doing. It's at the end of the day, there's really not going to be any repercussions for it. So it is a little deal to, but he still is able to play at a high level, even with all these little things that come with him.
Fitzy, I know you were on the fence yesterday in your 3-point stance, like one more thing. Are we softening on that? Like, are we starting to accept that Stephon Diggs is going to be a member of the Patriots all year and Stephon Diggs is going to be a key member of your offense?
My 3-point stance was one more party boat, one more huge headache for the organization, and you need to cut bait because it's going to be too many headaches and not enough return on your $69 million football investment. I do think that he's going to stay within the lines enough to be on the field this fall. I do think he's going to be an impactful member of the offense and the team. And yesterday you started seeing just tiny little bits of the dividend being paid out when he was working with the aforementioned legend of Efton Chisholm. He was on field showing, there was a nice little clip that made its way out yesterday of him working with Jalen Polk in front of Todd Downing, trying to show him how to get out of press coverage. You know, one thing you forget, especially since we haven't seen him on field in a year's time now, is Diggs, in addition to being a really sharp route runner, is a very aggressive, very physical wide receiver as well. So he, you know, Polk was too passive for his own good in a lot of ways last year, and well, everything on the team was kind of a tire fire. So watching Diggs out there working with all these guys, this was the positive. This was the benefit to overpaying him to get him in here that I was hoping for. And it was nice to actually see a little bit of that yesterday as well. And back to your point about the physical, couldn't there be, I'm no professional athlete, nor have I ever portrayed one on television. But, Ted, when you came back from injuries, did you ever have sort of benchmark physicals? Not the final one that cleared you for contact to get back out in the field and be game ready, but physicals along the way, like you should be X far along in your recovery here. So it's sort of like a check-in type of physical or a
weigh
station type
that.
Physical?
I don't remember that. No.
Yeah, so And I don't think those would qualify the way that I've read about the contract. But let's mix in some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Our buddy Joe in Melrose has some thoughts on Patriots OTAs. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I definitely do. I think Stephon Diggs is your number one. I think Matt Collins is your number six / special teamer. And then you get four open positions. So if Efton Chisholm is the best player, you should take him. Should not keep him. You should not keep guys depending on their draft status, especially like Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. Like last year, none of the other receivers could get over 2 yards of separation, according to PFF. And, I think the best receivers the Patriots have right now, if you have like a third down offense, you're going to need to get a first down. You want like Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, and a two tight end set, Stephon Diggs, and Trevion Henderson is your third down running back, like looking for the screen. But then whoever's left, I mean, whether it's DeMario Douglas or Efton Chisholm or whoever, or Kyle Williams, that's your like 11th player on the field. So I don't think the Patriots have the luxury if like DeMario Douglas and Efton Chisholm are the two best receivers to say, well, we're going to keep Jalen Polk instead.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, I don't care about draft status. I just, if you have Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper and Douglas and Chisholm, your quarterback better be very quick, very accurate, because he's going to be making a lot of throws within like 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. That's my only question, is how they fit together.
We need more, you know, X's and Z. X's and Z's.
You know, but coaches always say you need good football players too, and if those are your best football players, there's a balance. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Rich in the truck. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good, man.
Super.
Excellent. Andy, I'm just curious. Does your headphones reach over the side of your heads where you can actually listen and they're on your ears?
I believe they do,
because
but what is...
Because if you listen to that callback, if you listen to that cut again on Crapaport, as you call them...
Crap sheet.
It says, especially after he passes his physical. Especially after he passes his physical.
Passed. Every time. Not E-S-E-D.
No, it says no, it doesn't. Nope. It says especially after.
But I'm not questioning.
They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical.
Passed. Dan Ball, what'd you hear?
After he passed the physical.
Passed. With a D, not an ES. And Ted is right. We're kind of getting caught in the weeds here. But the part I wasn't questioning was after or any of that. It was whether it's an ES or an ED on that word. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we will not continue to break down what Crapsheet said. We'll break down what Mina Kimes has said. And she was a big fan of the Patriots a year ago. She wasn't exactly right, but she's a big fan of the Patriots and what their offense is going to be this season. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Does a loss like that last night, where your team shows such heart and such compete all the way through, 8 innings of one-run baseball from your bullpen only to come up just a run short late like that, does that hurt a little bit more?
It's been hurting the whole season. it's, like I said a few days ago,
Bill Parcell used to say, right? You are what your record shows, right? And 61 run games, and it's one play, one pitch, one decision. Put the ball in play with man third, and you win the game. And this is our season right now. We have to be better.
Alex Cora earlier today here on WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Yeah, it's been a tough season, and he continues to deal with it with a smile on his face and a hop in his step.
You took my thought right out of my brain right there. That's amazing. I thought the same thing. He came in here like just kind of skipping and excited to go to work and do an interview with us when, you know, there's not a lot for him to be excited about. I think it's if you don't have that attitude every day in this town, coaching this team, I think it'll eat you up and spit you out. And so he has this kind of wall over him, this thing that just I think he feels. I just got this little, you know, you can't see it, but I can feel it. This that kind of keeps him protected, and that's how he gets up every day and coaches his baseball team.
Dan, can I just say it was one of the more surprising things I've had in 6 months at EEI, where I was standing with my back to the door and Alex Cora just comes running through the door to the microphone.
So I also think for some reason he thought he was late.
Yes.
I got the impression maybe he was kind of bounding through the door because he thought maybe we had already started, because we had gotten a text that maybe he would was meeting.
He might have thought you guys were on air already, and he was just like running right in with the camera on him and everything.
So
Fitz,
people pleaser, even in the face of all the controversy and difficulties of this team. How about that?
But Fitzy, in that light, is there a portion of Boston that doesn't like that? Is there a portion of miserable New Englanders that are like, I'm pissed off about my baseball team. Damn it. I don't want the manager laughing and smiling when he talks about how miserable this season has been. How does that resonate with the masses of which you like to rub elbows?
Not very well. As you see, oftentimes whenever we share clips from these interviews or those clips are aggregated or even some of his in-game things that he does on the MassMutual pregame show, whatever it is he says, which seems to entertain us and keeps him light of heart, never seems to go over well. Sox fans have been big mad at Alex Cora for a while, and the more the team struggles, like with games like last night, and yet he still seems to come in here upbeat, it bothers him. It bothers him a lot, actually.
I don't think the players, if he had a different attitude, I think it would wear down the players. I do. I think if you were just this miserable guy to work for, nothing was good enough, you know, you're putting guys on blast. That in a baseball locker room, that would wear veterans and old guys. It would scare the crap out of the young. You know, I think it would tighten up the young guys, and the old guys would just tune them out.
Yep.
So as much as the fans don't like it, I feel that's the better disposition to have every day when you go to work to coach a baseball team than it is, say, a basketball team or even a football team.
To hear more from Alex Cora, you can download the Odyssey app, or you can stick around at 5 o'clock. We'll replay that interview where he had not only interesting energy, but some interesting notes, things that he said, some takes on some of the issues facing his team. Another interesting take is Mina Kimes, who is all in on Drake May. All in on... Yeah, well, I was right last year. She was wrong. We'll see who's right and wrong this year. But Stiz, let's roll this Mina Kimes love fest for the Patriots and their offense.
There's a lot of facets to this pairing that I think will work. But one thing I'm particularly optimistic about is I think the run game as a whole is going to be a lot better. Some of that has to do with the reworking of the offensive line. The addition of Travion Henderson was a draft pick I absolutely loved out of Ohio State. Gives them a bell cow back who's also they can use in the passing game, pass protection, things like that. But also what you alluded to there, which is Drake May last year proved to be absolutely dynamite as a runner. Top three in just about every advanced metric. Success rate, missed tackles forced, rushing yards over expected. And Josh McDaniel, people may have forgotten, worked with Cam Newton, so he can call a design quarterback run game. I think you're going to see some option football in New England, and I wouldn't be surprised if it all comes together, maybe more than people expect.
Ted Johnson, we're going to get you. You're an expert on option football. You played Nebraska in the 90s.
Triple option, the Veer, yeah.
You are as high on Drake May as anyone, and maybe as high on the Patriots as anyone. On the other side, I want to get your reaction to what we hear from Mina Kimes about Drake May and what this offense is going to look like here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.